Scientific advancements have brought great benefits to humanity. At times, though, they offer only horror. NSTA reviewer Jacob Lickenstaff looks at a film that explores this dichotomy as depicted in One Man, Fritz Haber.
As you can see, troops on both sides have dug massive trenches filled with machine guns for hundreds of miles.
You want to see what we're dealing with? All the proper hospitals in the area are filled with the officers.
The only hope we have of survival is technology. You've saved millions of lives with your last invention. A weapon like this will save even more.
A couple of months ago, a regular reader called my attention to a short biographical film I think science teachers should know about. Released in 2008, Haber tells the story of Fritz Haber, a German chemist active in the early 20th century, known for both his work on chemical fertilizers and as the father of chemical warfare. This unusual biopic is short enough at just 35 minutes to be shown in a single class period. While chemistry teachers have a clear connection to the content of this film, I believe that all high school and college science teachers could use it to initiate a discussion of scientific ethics. Haber was raised a strict Hasidic Jew, but converted to Christianity as an adult, perhaps in part to further his career in German society. He is best known for having invented the Haber process for making ammonia, NH4, from atmospheric nitrogen and hydrogen gas. Prior to this work, all fertilizers for agriculture came from natural animal sources, and as a result, large-scale famines were relatively common. The Haber process made it possible to produce very large quantities of ammonia fertilizer relatively cheaply, so Haber is credited with saving millions of people from starvation through this innovation. He won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for this work in 1918. During the First World War, the German government approached Haber about the possibility of developing chemical weapons. Though he initially refused, he later put his research team on the task of turning chlorine gas into a useful weapon. As depicted in the film, Haber did not make this decision lightly. He believed chemical weapons would end the war quickly, thereby saving lives. The first large-scale trial of chlorine in the war took place in April of 1915 in France. As it was a surprise to the Allied troops, it was effective, but countermeasures were quickly developed, and poison gases were mainly a psychological weapon through the remainder of the war. Chlorine gas is deadly because it causes the lungs to produce fluid, which prevents oxygen exchange in the blood, and in the end, asphyxiation. Chlorine was just one of the chemical weapons used in World War I. Others included tear gas, phosgene, and mustard gas. Haber's wife, Clara, earned a PhD in chemistry, the first woman to earn a doctorate from the University of Breslau in Germany, but she put her career on hold to raise their son. She worked with Haber without credit, translating his publications into English.
Yes, of course, I'm familiar with your wife's work. She's the first woman ever to receive a doctorate in chemistry. Why did she stop working for so long? Wasn't she determined to be a great chemist?
Clara was opposed to Fritz working on the chemical weapons projects and tried to convince him to stop. When Haber was briefly home between trials on the Western and Eastern fronts, she took his service revolver and committed suicide in their back garden. In the 1930s, Haber was forced by the Nazis to fire all the Jewish scientists working in his lab, and he left Germany for Switzerland. He died in exile in 1933. Nazi scientists found notes in his laboratory on a gas called Zyklon B, which Haber's team had developed as a pesticide. This is the gas the Nazis used to kill millions in the Holocaust. Science teachers who are interested in presenting the social and ethical consequences of scientific work could show the entire film in a single class period and then have a discussion about the decisions Haber made. American scientists faced similar choices during the Second World War when the Manhattan Project was created to build the first atomic bombs. Albert Einstein famously wrote a letter to President Roosevelt encouraging him to initiate the project. What is less well known is how Einstein felt about that later. In 1954, he said to Linus Pauling, "I made one great mistake in my life when I signed the letter to President Roosevelt recommending that atom bombs be made, but there was some justification that the Germans would make them." Einstein also worked to prevent the use of weapons of mass destruction and was a member of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People and the American Crusade to End Lynching. While some scientists attempt to remain politically neutral, others choose to take controversial positions, and ethical dilemmas are fairly common in modern science.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
Fritz, I know where you're going.